This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Boise State has dropped out of the Mountain West Conference volleyball tournament. After qualifying for the semifinals Wednesday night, the Broncos are refusing to play San Jose State. It's the latest in a long-running controversy for the conference. Coaches, players, and officials, including a co-captain and associate coach at San Jose State, allege the university has a transgender woman on their roster. Several teams refused to play against San Jose State during the regular season, including Boise State, Utah State, Nevada, and Wyoming. Colorado State is the top seed in the tournament. They play their semifinal tomorrow night. Denver shoppers are pulling back on holiday spending this year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Denverites are forecast to spend 6% less on gifts and other holiday purchases this year, according to Deloitte Consulting's retail survey. But they expected to spend more on experiences like dining out and live shows. The survey also found most people plan to seek out more affordable retailers and cheaper brands, and they don't intend to buy gifts for themselves. Just 29% of respondents plan to buy their own gift. Last year, half were planning on treating themselves. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
U.S. wildlife officials are proposing new protection for the Canada lynx. Climate change and human activities threaten the forest-dwelling wildcats. The final recovery plan for the species that's been in the work for years, but the proposal's fate is uncertain. Officials during President-elect Donald Trump's first term unsuccessfully tried to strip lynx of protection they've had since 2000. This is CPR News in KRCC.